Check, check. Mic check. Mic check. Let's go. Check, check. Sure y'all can hear me. Oh yeah, okay, there we go. I always like that music, it's really laid back. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy the Dean. Class is in session. It's the Man Mindset. Welcome all you guys to the show. As we say, the show is different from every show out there. We are 100% authentic. Everything comes in-house from where we're at. First off, I want to say thank you for those guys who take time to go ahead and like, subscribe, and get that notification. Thank you, guys. I want to say thank you to you guys first, and then I'd like to let you guys know that this show, beautiful thing about this show is that we're going to be talking about things that people don't talk about, people don't discuss, and things that can help you become a better man for yourself and not for anybody else. The game will never be about women, but we want to make sure you guys understand that. We also want to make sure you guys, if you actually want to be a student of what we teach, we are the only ones on YouTube. There is no YouTuber out here showing you a process and how to connect with yourself by going to Amazon, going to Michael's, going to Hobby Lobby, go to Walmart, Target, Dollar Store, and get a 100-piece puzzle set. Nobody's showing you this, because what we're showing you is a different perspective in how to see the game, a way to take those puzzle pieces, dump them on the table, throw the box away, and start to communicate to yourself in a way that you never have, and that is actually talking to yourself. And we're the only ones that do that. So nobody helps y'all that way, and that's what we love about what we do. But what we want to do is give a shout-out to everybody. If you have a question, all my chat room dogs, this is a space, gentlemen, of the MePill community. And the MePill community, guys, if you don't know, is a community of individual thinkers that are coming together to learn something and go about their way. This is not a cult or anything like that, but it is nothing but game. So, guys, if you have any questions, go ahead and ask your questions. Please go ahead, put a Q in there if you're talking to somebody you need help. If you are talking to a woman and you need help, put a W in there. If you're getting texts by a woman, please put a T in there. The thing that's so deep about our show right here, we are the only ones that will be able to talk unscripted and help you right now live on the air. So there's nothing that we can't talk about, or discuss that is not going to help you out. So that's what we want to say. But on today's show, we ask you to get your crayons out because we're going to talk about some of the things that women look for. And this is something that no one talks about. No one talks about what we're about to talk about. It's amazing no one talks about this, but we're going to talk about it. And when we talk about it, I want y'all to see it for yourself. Remember, this show is not here to teach you to mimic me. This show is here to teach you how to think for yourself. But let's talk about it. What is it that connects men when it comes to women being attracted? It's just most of you guys will never understand it. And when I tell you about it, it's going to kind of shock you guys a little bit because you are always missing the mark. And what you don't understand is you, and I don't want to say you lose, but you kind of lose in the beginning. And I don't mean from the standpoint of you leaving your house. Okay? It's the one thing you do with women that you don't even realize what you do. And I'm going to explain it to you right now. If y'all want to call in, lines are open. If you got a question, go ahead and pop it in. Now, I want y'all to think about this. The first interaction you have with a woman is you introducing yourself. And what you don't realize is that it is not you that is going to attract her. It's the behavior that's attached to your name that is going to put you either in a position of the friend zone or creepy or a man. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. See, most guys don't understand what women are actually looking at and looking for. And it is the influence of the man that goes beyond the average individual. As I told you before, a lot of guys out here don't really believe in themselves. They don't. And let's break this down because they don't believe in themselves. Because a lot of these guys don't see themselves in a perspective of inspiration. They don't see or have any self-worth. They don't feel any wealth of who they are, not wealth of what they have accumulated, but the wealth of their name, their core values of who they are and how they live and how they build a fortress that takes shape. And that shape that it takes off is the name. And what they don't understand and what y'all are going to learn today that the majority of people don't understand is as soon as you introduce yourself to a woman, it is at that point, everything you do, your behaviors, how you see yourself, and how you think about yourself is going to take shape. It's going to take shape. And that shape that it takes is going to map out the consequences of your reactions or the consequences of being a man. But it is not what you see. You guys think that women don't observe. Women observe very carefully because a lot of women observe that a lot of guys out here are not actually standing on anything. And she needs to see things in you versus you trying to force those things. See, one of the biggest problems that we think we have to do is we have to force ourselves on a woman And I don't mean in a sexual way. So please don't think I'm talking about that. I'm not talking about a sexual way. I'm talking about force ourselves as how we move on her so she can see that we don't operate like the average guy. And the reason why they don't or won't be attracted to you, because if you cannot move them, gentlemen, okay, if you cannot move them by how you move yourself, now this is very important, guys, how you move yourself. You see, gentlemen, as I've always told you, and I will continue to tell you, that people won't discuss because they wanna do, everybody's trying to pull you away from yourself. But if you really look at the bare bones of it, you wanna run away from yourself because you know that, for a lot of you guys, or don't know, that you shape your reality. And not only do you shape your reality, women shape their realities. But the problem is that these women are bending and breaking and changing your reality because your reality isn't built on anything of substance. When two individuals come together, one's reality will get bent or broken based on who believes in who. Now, I'm going to explain to you why the majority of you will have your reality broken and bent. Because if you are going up against the master of low self-esteem, low self-worth, and no self-identity, the woman who is emotionally up and down, and you are playing on the same field as her, then she will always have a tactical advantage over you because you're coming from a soft, weak foundation. And as most of y'all guys will understand, as you begin to see a woman, you realize, isn't it odd that when you see a beautiful woman, that your reality starts to distort? You start to get clutter in your mind. You don't know how to think. You don't know how to move. You don't know how to behave. And that's the reason how your reality is not only being bent, but it then begins to start to take the shape of what you think hers is, okay? And this is why a lot of guys out here go wrong. And it's not a bad thing, guys. It's something that we need to understand. It's not massive, okay? But the thing is that when you don't believe in your, see, as soon as you introduce yourself to the woman, and that is a face-to-face introduction, you introduce yourself to the woman, as soon as she recognizes something that you post on Facebook or Instagram, that's an introduction. An introduction is when she sees your profile online, your Tinders and all those swipey things, those apps and stuff. You introduce yourself to her, but what you don't understand when it comes to game, and this is why it's so important. See, a man that bends the reality of a world is a man that is somebody she has never expected or does not understand. See, what makes a man so enticing to the woman, that draws her in to become attractive and all that, is that as a man, we truly pay attention to the details. You cannot build who you are as a man without paying attention to your details. When you are building your mind, your world, your castle, your throne, your standard, your name, your rules, your codes, your principles, how you touch a woman, how you make her laugh, how you make her smile, how you make her think, how you make her fantasize about you. Everything that a man does is he just doesn't do it when the moment comes to him. He's always building on top of fountain. It's like floors. He builds his first floor, and then once he's mastered the first floor, he just doesn't live on that floor. He's already thinking about the second, the third, and the fifth floor. Once he gets to the fifth floor, he's thinking about the 10th floor, okay? Because the details that the women need to see in you are the ones that you don't realize. See, because a lot of you guys are thinking that women think like us, you automatically assume that you get a pass because all it is the physical, you know, because we look at their physical. You know, most of you guys are looking at their ass and their titties and things like that. You're not going beyond that point. So when all you're looking at is ass and titties, you're focusing on them versus you building your foundation as a man. So the details in the game are based off of you. The details, what they always say, the devil's in the details. The details are everything. Details are everything in the game, okay? Details are everything. And as I say to you guys out here, you cannot realize that they're not going to give that information away. They're not going to tell you that. They're going to make you fail on your own, because once she recognizes the introduction, whether it's a face-to-face, a hello online, or however she connects to your name, at that point, her detective, not our detective, because gentlemen, don't think women don't have one. Her detective is asking $1 million question. Let me see if this is it. This is not, no, shit, that's not it. Here it is. I want you to look at this real quick. What the woman is looking at is, who are you? What do you want? And why you? These are the questions she's not going to ask you, gentlemen. She's going to watch you. She's going to listen to you. And every move that you make or don't make is going to give a foul on you on what she should be to you. She's just waiting on you. So, and most guys don't understand that. Look, we're getting deep here. A lot of guys don't understand that. She's watching you. She's watching your moves. She's watching how you behave. She's watching how you think. She wants to make sure that you are the kind of man that can embrace anything that comes your way with your head held up high. She wants to know if she says, no, I have a boyfriend, I'm not interested, or she doesn't say anything at all, or she doesn't even give you some play. Sometimes women don't even give you a play to see how you're going to act, because she's got to see the mask. And this is what y'all don't understand. As I told you before, she knows exactly what she's doing, gentlemen. How does she know what she's doing? Because she knows the mask. She understands that there is a mask that she wears to help throw you off the scent or throw you off the path of the fact that she has low self-worth, low self-esteem, and insecurities, and the throwing off the path is the makeup, the eyeliner, the weave, and all these other things. It throws the average guy off the path. So if you're being thrown off the path, then she is winning because she's really changing your reality. But as I said for you before, what she's trying to see in you is, can you embrace that, you know what, maybe she is interested in you. But you must understand this, and I talk to a lot of you guys about this, and it's going to shock you, but I'm dead serious. Women love to fuck. Women love sex, if not even more than we. They love masturbating. They'll do it all the time, and you won't even know. As I told you, you can be in your car, and you look over the car, and she might be bobbing her head to some music. She might be getting the fuck off. You don't. They can touch themselves anytime, anywhere, and get a quick nut, and you'll never know. But what women worry about is that sometimes they just want to fuck. And sometimes they just want somebody. They just want a stiff dick and that motherfucker to run along. But they've got to be careful about who they fuck with, because a lot of women have a lot of stuff to lose. As I tell you, the higher the bracket, the more she has to lose. And a woman that has a high bracket is going to make sure that she is not going to fuck up her life. If she's a pillar of the community, she gives to charity organizations, she's running the Girl Scouts, or she's in a Fortune 500 club, a high management position, she's not going to fuck that up. So where a detective starts peeling back the layers to see who you are, which, yes, it starts in the beginning. Question right here. So basically, women are trying to look for your I do's. No. Here's the thing. She's so used to the I do's. So, okay, I want to show you this. Okay, think about this. This is a very, very great question. But listen, follow this, okay? She's so used to looking at the I do's, the fear, the rejection, beating around the bush, asking boring questions. She's so used to the I do that when she runs into an I am, it throws her off, because all she knows is I do. So what she's trying to figure out is what level of I do you are. See, she doesn't understand a man, because men are far and few between. They're rarity, okay? Because when she runs into an I do, a guy that doesn't have a foundation, his story no longer becomes a story, because remember, reality is bent. So he then tries to be what he thinks she should be to give him ass. So then he changes the rules. Doesn't know her, but changes the rules, meaning that he will begin to do things outside of who he actually is by thinking, if I do something different, it's going to throw off. So, well, you're at, great question. She's focused on that. She's you. So she's going and sifting through all that. That's the norm, right? So basically, she's just normally looking at the I do's. But what attracts her and what throws her off is that her mind is never prepared for a man, because a man is very rare in her world. As soon as she sees someone that is actually the author of his fucking story, it changes everything, the whole dynamic. Because remember, I tell you guys, and well, this is important. Remember, I tell you guys out there that most guys judge women. They judge themselves. Remember the judgments. They judge themselves. They judge women. They judge other men and how they look. They judge how other men move. Okay, so they have these judgments. So because of these judgments, she cannot actually feel safe around somebody that is not only going to judge her, but might fuck up what she has. There are a lot of women out here that said, you know what, I just want to be with a guy overnight. I just want to fuck that guy. I mean, guys, I promise you, they look at you guys and they say, I can fuck you. They will look at your lips and say, damn, he can probably eat some pussy with those lips. God damn. Look how he walks. I'm telling you, they look at your butt. They look at your package. They look at all these things and they say to themselves, ooh, I could, but let me go a little bit deeper. Let me get to the bottom of the pot. Let me see what he is. And as much as she wants to fuck you, as soon as you open your mouth or your behaviors go against what her thought of, see, she looks at your body and says, all right, this guy looks like he can fuck. He looks like he can eat some pussy. He looks like he can really tell this. But you know what? I'm gonna throw something his way and see if he's going to recognize that as, okay, I'm showing you a little interest. What you're going to do? Or are you going to see it as, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Here's a beautiful woman. What am I going to do about that? You see what I'm saying? How am I going to move, and how am I going to do all that stuff? So that's where the problem comes in, because what's happening is she's looking for a man that is at – see, she doesn't know what a man actually is, which gives anyone has game and a huge advantage, because expectations are so low. Now, in her mind, they're high expectations, but they're really low expectations. See, in her mind, now, follow this, go get deep. In her mind, she's allowed, Radiant, I'm being honest with you, she's allowed to have just as many expectations you have. And her expectations will always fall under security. I want a man that makes this kind of money. I want a man this tall. I want a man that looks this way. I want a man that drives this and lives that way, right? Those are the things that she wants. But let me show you how a reality is bent through the average guy. See, when the average guy hears a woman saying that she wants a 7-foot Adonis with chiseled fucking muscles that can float in the air and drive a car and all these things, think about how their reality is bent. See, when they hear what she wants, they get their reality bent, because they get their reality bent out of shape, because they feel some kind of way that it's not fair that she wants somebody that tall. It's not fair that she wants an Adonis. It's not fair that she wants these things. But yet, you have expectations of what you want. But just because she wants those things doesn't mean she actually will take other things. Gentlemen, there has to be something in a woman to be able to separate those. Like, okay, when we were in school back in the day playing football, okay? So before, you know, all the kids, what we had to do is we had to get a permission slip. We had to sign in and bring it from our parents. And then we had to do a weigh-in. And then once the coach had all the kids together, he started to work us out to see where you belong. If you couldn't catch, throw, or run, you were more likely going to be special teams, defense, or on the bench. If you couldn't cover, rush, or tackle, you probably get on the offense. So based off of what you're doing, so they've got to be able to go through the first layer of getting rid of the bent out of shape. Not the bent reality, but bent out of shape, meaning that when a guy reads a woman's profile, oh, you've got to be this, and you've got to be that, and you've got to be this, and this, and this. What they don't realize, women say those things to ward off the bent, out of shape, weak motherfuckers that's going to cry that it's not fair of what she wants. But see, what people don't understand is women are allowed to want what they want, but the guy that's bent out of shape doesn't believe that she's allowed to want a 7-foot Adonis or whatever the fuck she wants. They get mad at what she wants. So they get bent out of shape. See, their reality is not being bent. It's bent out of shape. So guess what she does? Systematically, she's running game. So she removes those guys out of the way. See that? Those guys are removed out of the way. Because those guys out there, okay, those guys out there, all right, Nate, please don't talk about other guys. I'm going to time you out. We don't want to hear no bitch-ass guy. He's a bitch. Don't do that. If you're in here to learn, please learn. If you talk about somebody else, you're going to be dismissed. So either shut your fucking ass up and learn and get your bitch-ass off, okay? And don't do that. Do not do that here. Do not do that here. Why the fuck would I have been in this game for 35 years? Let's do a kid, bitch. Now shut your ass up. I'm sorry, guys. Allow me to forget for finish. Okay. So what I'm saying to you guys out here is that the first separation has to be the guys that are bent out of shape. So those guys are totally dismissed. And that's a chunk of them. Because what do y'all notice? And I want y'all to see it for yourselves. How many guys out here complain about what women want? Oh, it's not fair that she wants a guy with money. It's not fair that she wants a tall guy that has this, this, and this, and this. And I can't be that guy. That shows you why you're not that guy, because she bends your reality out of shape. See that, guys? I want y'all to see how deep I'm going here. So your reality is bent out of shape. So you get mathematically eliminated because you feel that you're not good enough. But then there lies the rest of you guys out here. The rest of you guys out here who live in the I do world that see what she's saying, then it is that point that you feel that you're in competition with what she wants. So in your mind, she wants that tall guy, but you're saying to yourself, you know what? I can be better than what she wants, so let me try to impress her by what? You sit around there, and then you try to become what you think she wants you to become in order to impress her, to show her that she actually doesn't need a 7 foot tall individual. She needs you. But in while you are bending your mindset to try to fit her, you've already lost, because you're showing her that you're not standing on your name. Remember, as I said before, your name is the thing that shows her exactly what you are. And this is why women want to fuck men, because they want to take their name. They want to have their kids because they have a strong bloodline, a strong mindset. This is why they want to have kids from a man, because they know their children will have a stronger or a better chance in this world than the average guy who doesn't. So as I'm saying before, but this is where the man throws her off. Because when she runs into an individual, gentlemen, guys, you got a question for the queue. The lines are open. If y'all want to call in, I got you. When she runs into an individual that is okay in his skin, listen to what I'm saying. He's okay in his skin. If he's in a wheelchair, he's cool with it. If he's got one arm missing, he's cool with it. If he's fat, he's cool with it. If he's considered ugly, which we don't judge men, but to which y'all regular guys who judge men, that I'm talking to y'all motherfuckers, he's cool in his skin, meaning I'm not here to impress you. You have got to accept who I am. That means he's good in his skin. That means he's holding a power within himself that I'm not here to change myself for you, try to impress you, try to bend over backwards to please you, because I'm fine the way I am. So either you're going to accept me the way I am, or you can kick rocks because I don't give a fuck, okay? So let me see. So you mean a woman is eliminating the weak men who would be into? Yes, yes. There has to be an elimination because, okay, this is what she's thinking. And I would just say a woman that maybe wants to have a one-night stand with you, okay? She's got to make sure that you're not going to stalk, hurt, or do anything to her. Then the second level that she's got to feel safe in, that you're not going to come at her job. You're not going to just roll up on her. You're not going to fuck up her life. Because, okay, I keep telling you, when we're talking about high five, six-figure, and seven-figure women. 404, I got you 1 second. That make money. So they have to be extra careful when they're in high-end jobs. I'm talking about managers, directors, presidents, CEOs, CFOs, women owning shit. They must be extra careful about who they associate with and fuck with, because that doesn't just dribble into their life. It can dribble into the company's life as well. But let me grab 404 real quick, guys, and we'll continue. Erica 404, how can I help you, sir? What's your question, sir?
What's going on, Coach? I was calling because I wanted to know how I can position myself to make women come to me through making music.
You can't. That's why I didn't answer your question.
Oh.
Because all right, listen, you say through making music, well, why do you want come to you by doing what?
I mean, just how you can, like, put a bid in.
Answer the question. Come to you, hey, your music to come to them in what way? To trance them to do what?
Look into finding me. Like, if I'm on stage,
but you don't even,
you
have not even found yourself. Okay. How can you get a woman to find you when you haven't even found yourself? Because if you found yourself, you wouldn't have asked this question that you're asking. Because is you making music, is that an I do or an I am?
An I do.
So then what are you talking about here?
Well, I just was remembering how you said sometimes when you're in your I am, it can leak into your I do.
Yes, because your I do has to come first. But your I am has to be first before the I do. It can't be I do then I am.
Yeah.
See? All right, listen, I'm a poet, okay? Y'all know I write erotic poetry, okay?
I listen to SoundCloud.
Right, so what I'm saying is that the music or the melody that I want to entice her with is drawing her in to who I am. I want her to be able to close her eyes and not see anything because she can't even figure out what the fuck I am or how I move. You're looking at you making music, do what? But what happens once the music is over? You're just a normal, average guy. Behind the music, what are you? Okay, remember I told you there was a movie back in the 1930s. I always tell you because y'all think Game is brand new and shit. It's The Wizard of Oz. So you're the mighty wizard in front of the fucking thing with all this music, right? And let me show y'all guys what I'm talking about if y'all don't know The Wizard of Oz while I'm talking to this young man. But you're the mighty powerful wizard, okay? You're playing all this music, right? Okay. So what happens? What happens when she pulls the curtain back? Hold on, guys. Let me find that shit to show. But I'm asking, what happens when she pulls the curtain back?
It's just a monkey.
What is just a monkey? What is just a? What are you talking about? What is a monkey? What are you talking about? I don't understand that. What are you talking about? What do you mean? What is just a monkey? No, I'm saying what. No, I'm saying when she pulls back your curtain, what does she see? When she pulls your curtain back, okay, you're the mighty powerful wizard, right?
Yeah.
But just like in the movie. When that little fucking dog Toto went back there and pulled the curtain back, because y'all guys portray a false role of being a man, the lie that you're actually a man. But when she actually sees you're a scrawny, weak motherfucker who's trying to impress her, what is the music for? You're using the music to try to impress her. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
Exactly. So why have you already failed? I want you to think about it real quick. Why have you already failed?
Because
who's in your mind?
The woman. It's my fault.
Right. So you automatically lose. So that's why you can't use the music, because you're using the music the wrong way. You're using the music to entice the woman. I don't write the poetry to entice the woman. I write their poetry to entice how bad I am to me. And if they enjoy it, they enjoy it. I don't give a fuck. But I just put it out there, like I was saying, in my skin. I am fine what I am in my old ass skin. And I will never change it. I'm short as fuck. I'm a short little motherfucker. But I'm fine in my skin. But see, you're not fine in your skin. So what you're doing is you're hiding you behind the music, because you think you want to find a way to entice her using the music versus you being the music.
Facts.
So do you see why it won't work for you?
Yeah, I see. Because I've been thinking, like, recently, like, before I asked you the question, I did have the thought of maybe I should be making my music for myself to the point where it's just like, I love this shit. Like, I can't stop listening to it instead
right.
of making it
Make
for...
It, right, making it for yourself. So then
yeah.
when you're in a situation where y'all are on the phone, and y'all, you're talking to and all that shit, you have your music playing in the background. Damn, what's that?
Okay.
Oh, that's just
okay.
something I made. That's just something I made.
Okay.
And you know what?
Yeah.
This is what, hey, baby, this is what I want to do. I want to, you know what? I was thinking about that body of yours when you masturbate, and I want to put a little track together called Masturbation. And when you masturbate, I want you to masturbate to this track that I created. See, I created for you. I didn't create that shit. It wasn't created for you. I created it. You see what I'm saying? Totally different things.
Oh, yeah.
You have
that,
to be the music. Okay. What I'm saying is I'm trying to teach you guys in this game to embody sex. That's why I talk about the studio, right? That's why I always push the studio. Because in your studio, you have, okay, you know about music, so you can understand where I'm coming from. In your studio, it's either going to come up with a thought of a lyric or an idea of a beat. And you're going to start that shit off. And then you're going to maybe drop the drums, or maybe you'll put the bass first, or maybe you'll add the strings. You're going to keep layering it, but you're going to layer it on different tracks. You're not layering everything on one track. Everything is being systematically broken down into track one, track two, track three, track four. So that means that if you want the bass to come up a little bit, what do? You turn up the bass, but it doesn't turn everything up, right? So everything is broken down into, right. So what I'm saying with the game is making her smile is not making her blush. Making her blush is not making her laugh. Making her think is not any of those things. It's how you turn up the notch and how you up it to show her why you, because she's not used to that. You see what I'm saying?
I just got enlightened. So it's like in the studio, you got the got the smile knob, the blush knob, the laugh knob, the think knob.
That's why nobody talks about that. That's why I say your studio. Because it's just, brother, it's just not the laugh, the smile, and the blush, my brother. It's also it's also another studio of, ready for this? Track one, romantic. Track two, sensual.
Yes.
Track three, sexual. Track four, sensual. Track five, smooth. Track six, dirty. Track seven, naughty. Track eight, dirty, freaky. Now, you see, every track is different. Because every track,
you change
the mixes, right? Right. Exactly. So that means, think about the tracks of communication I'm giving you. Track one, texting. Track two, voicemail. Track three, video. Track four, live. So how you move those knobs on there is going to change it up. See, everything you're placing in your studio. And guess what? You can do remixes. You can do overdubs. You can go ahead and mix that. You see what I'm saying? But you're in control of the tracks. And when you're in control of the tracks, that's the behavior of an I am, which she never sees. Because that's when she begins to what? Lose control. See, when you're losing control first, that means she's in control. Oh, I'm thirsty. She's beautiful. How am I going to get her? Oh, it's all this excitement. No. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that when you learn your studio, when you learn the studio, because remember, okay, wait, think of the levels, okay? Let's say you got your tracks down. You're not done yet. Because once your tracks are done, then you must come up with a marketing package to get that out there to whoever wants to listen. And then once you draw them in and it's time to perform, you just don't go out there and perform. You got to rehearse. Every artist that you listen to, before they go live, they rehearse. Because what do? They do sound checks. That means you're not in an arena sound checking. You're sound checking your lights. You're sound checking the music. You sound check where you take her on a date. You sound check these things. That's part of the rehearsing that most guys don't even think about on the level of the game, because they're just over here just waiting and bending their reality to the woman. But what I'm saying is that I'm showing you to sound check everything. I told you, you walk in your house in the morning, in the noon, and at night, you step in your house and you step out, because what you see is what she's going to see. And what I tell you to do is lay on your back in the middle of the doorway, lay on your back in the living room, dining room, kitchen, hallway, not the rest of the bathroom and the bedroom. Lay on your back and listen to the music. Why? Because eventually she's going to be on her back in one of those spots, and you got to make sure that the lighting is connected to the music, that's connected to the tracks. You see that? That's the melody that you actually want. You see what I'm saying? That's the melody. But see, it's a melody. Crazy. Well, no, it's not crazy. It's actually game. It's crazy because you're finally seeing what I'm showing you. It's a new level of game, because I'm not creating it for a woman. It's already created. So ready, when the woman comes into my world, it's already set up. Versus waiting for the woman. What's up, brother?
Okay, I have a situation now. So I've been making a project, but I've been sound checking the songs at the place that I work at, because I'm having like a listening party that some of the girls are going to be at.
Yes.
And so that, like,
okay,
I don't know,
this is
like,
what I would do. This is what I would do. I used to do this. This is what I would do when I was doing poetry and stuff, right? If you're going to have a listening party, I'm going to slide a woman a date and a time to come to my place and get a special listening party. Okay. It's one thing I used to do. One thing I used to do is bachelorette parties for women. You know, it was real easy. Women are just nasty. You just don't believe how nasty they are. But the most important, the biggest set that sold us to other women to hire us to keep doing it was the middle set, when we had the slow music on, tied her up, blindfold her, had the bubbles and all that other shit. It just created this mood that connected sexuality. So if you are having a listening party, which is fine, there should be a special listening party for a few of these women that won the grapple to come back to your place and not listen for sex, but listen for sexuality, smooth and being sensual, where you're not bringing them. See, I would bring them over to experience me, but I'm not bringing them over to have me. They want me, but I'm bringing them over to give them a sample of what it could be like to be with me if they're worthy enough of me. That's something that the average guy doesn't even do. You see what I'm saying? Now, a lot of guys don't do that. That's why I have sex. That's why I give y'all sex a wean, right? That's why for guys that have women, I'm giving you the ultimate experience for her that her mind cannot even comprehend. She can't even put together what the fuck just happened, because she's never met somebody that is so sexually creative, has such a sexual imagination. Right. Well, and I'm not talking about the costume game. I'm talking about sex a ween, when you bring her over your house and you give her the invitation of inviting her to the house, because there's a sexual ghost in my place, and you have her. I've gone over, but you know, because remember, this is all attached to why you should fuck with me, because that's the name. See, when you hear Michael Jordan or Jordans or Air Jordan, in your mind, you can go back and see him dunking, shooting, dribbling, sticking his tongue out and gliding. You can see it, but it's not that if I put these shoes on, I'm going to be Michael Jordan. It's just that you connect his behaviors on the basketball court to the shoe. That's why these motherfuckers get in line for the LeBrons or whatever, because they're connecting mentally to the shoe because of Rady, the name. It's not the shoe. The shoe costs like $5 to make or less. It's not the shoe. The shoe is just a shoe. 312, I'll bring you 1 second. The shoe is just a shoe. But the name that goes on the shoe gives the shoe the value. So it's not about what you have or what you don't have or what she wants. It's about you creating a value that when she sees you, when you are introduced, when y'all introduce yourselves, at that point she's waiting to watch and see what you are. What is your name? What, I mean, when, as soon as you're like, hey, how you doing? My name is Ralph, whatever the fuck your name is, right? Okay, she met you, but okay. What does that name mean? Because remember, the shoe is an average shoe until that name Jordan is on it. Then that shoe, that $5 shoe becomes a $300 pair of shoes, right? Right?
Yeah.
That diamond can be a diamond until it's got K Jewelers written on that shit or Zales or whatever. You see what I'm saying? As soon as the name is imprinted on whatever it's on, the name gives it that value. So that is why.
So it's like.
Yes.
So it's like my what? Name. Like my name should be what makes the song just like that song. Like it's going to like girls or people are going to want to listen to it because I'm the one that made it.
Yes. Yes, exactly. It's because it's your name. But it's the behaviors that are attached to the name. See, it's not. Let me give you an example. You see Michael Jordan. All right, for you young guys, let's go LeBron. Y'all fucking love LeBron and shit. Okay, so you see LeBron on the basketball court dunking and shooting and doing all that shit he's doing, right? Okay?
Yeah.
So you're a huge fan. So when some LeBrons come out, it's not that you're wearing those shoes because you want to be LeBron, but you're connecting wealth, power, you know, being good on the court, skills and all this into that shoe. So you buy into the name, not the shoe, but the name. And it's the same thing women tie into is the name. But it's not actually your name. It's the behaviors that are connected to the name. So if your behavior is soft, you're like a Payless shoe. You can look exactly like Jordan's. It can be two shoes. One has Michael Jordan in the air like regular Jordan, and the other one is a motherfucking slam dunking that looks like Jordan. One costs what? $13? One costs $300. Which one do you think you'll get? Even though they look exactly the same. One has the name Jordan. Right. Well, that's my whole point. People put value into things off of the name based off of the behavior of what that name is. That name holds power because it's a recognized behavior that attaches to the name. Thus, when the woman doesn't fall in love or lust with your name, she's got to see what your name represents. And if your name doesn't represent anything that you're the architect of your world, and you are all about the game, about you. See, it's about you. That's what makes assholes assholes, jerks, and all that other stuff. That's why I tell you, you never want to be nice, kind, and sweet. And as soon as a woman says you're nice, kind, and sweet, oh, man, you might as well fucking just end that shit. You never want to be
it's
nice,
over.
Kind, and sweet.
Yeah,
but I got another call to grab real quick. Hold on 1 second, 404.
All
Let
right,
me grab this call
you.
Real quick. All right, thank you, sir. Area code 312, sir, how can I help you? What's up?
Yo, what's up, Dean? Hey, I'm coming to you right now because I want to get your perspective on something. I want you to just get me in the right direction. I met this chick a while ago. She was actually acquainted with my ex.
Stop. Can you please give me a time? Because I want everybody to make sure we listen to all the details. Remember, details are important. So how long have you known this woman for?
I've known this girl for about 6 years. She was friends with my ex. She's in a different city than me right now. She was in the city where I went to school at.
What do you want from her? All right, let's cut to the chase. What do you want from her?
I want to see where it could go, or I just want to have some fun.
All right, are you ready to call her and find out?
So, and this is the thing. I would call this girl right now. But
I want
to
know.
Do you respond back to my text? Should I call her or not?
Because your texts were probably weak as fuck. Let's go back to your text messages. Let's go back to these weak-ass text messages. I'm going to tell you where you fucked up. Go ahead. Let's go to your weak-ass text messages. This is what I keep telling y'all motherfuckers. Y'all show that you ain't about shit. Let's hear these weak text messages. Come on.
All right.
Wait. I want to hear the few messages before you let her know you're interested in it. Tell me about the few text messages you posted before you were interested in. What did you say to her before you were interested in it?
Yeah. So this is it. This is it. In last year of May
just,
2021.
Call it. Just read it. Let's go. You said
okay,
and then tell
said,
me what she said.
I said, I fell in her DM and I said, honestly, I'm trying to get at you. I've always found you attractive. I said, I'm coming to the city for a couple of days Thursday. I'd like to take you out and get to know you more in an intimate way. She responded,
all really,
I would have never guessed. I'm honestly flattered to hear that. But to be honest, I'm currently in a very difficult situation that would make dating too much for me right now.
And what did you
say? I said,
and what did you say?
I said, no pressure. I understand. But when you're ready, if you just want someone to get away with or just talk to someone who can make you blush or put a smile on that pretty face,
Already fucked up. This is why you guys fucking lose. You're not even paying attention to what the fuck she's saying. What is she saying? She's going through a difficult time, right?
Yes.
Well, guess what I would have said? I can understand that you're going through a difficult time because people do go through difficult times. And listen, I'm not here to pressure you to do anything you don't want to do. What I'm actually here to do is to get you away from those difficult times by showing you with me, I can be a simple time and not be difficult. So when you're actually ready to want to get away from it all, I have no problem with taking my time because there's no rush on you getting to know the man that's going to make you feel better about yourself. Do you see the difference between that and what the fuck you just said?
Yeah, I do. I do. I actually
sound weak. So then what did you say? So tell me, then what did you say?
So I sent her my number. She never hit me up.
Of course.
By that time, I had got into a relationship.
When is the last time? Okay, you're out the relationship. So when's the last time you spoke to her?
I saw her in person on Saturday, on Friday.
All right, what did you say when you saw her on Saturday?
When I saw her on Saturday, I came up to her and I told her this directly. I said, I said, look, if you give me 15 minutes of your time, you will be at the point of no return. And she smiled.
And that's all you said.
That's all you said. I said that.
Hold on. No, stop. Is that all the fuck you stop? Shut the fuck up, please. I'm trying to teach my students. Is that all your weak ass said?
Yeah, that is all I said.
All right. So let me tell you where you were wrong on this one. Because I would have, as soon as she told me that she had difficult times and things ain't going, the first fucking thing I would have did, scribe, write this down. Make sure we put that away that she had difficult times. So the next time I see her, I'm going to utilize that information to push me forward in this. So when I see her, I would be like, hey, Miss Difficult Times, but wait a second. Come here for a second. Let me look at you. Damn, you don't look like you having difficult times. Let me turn you around. God damn, you don't look like you have difficult times. So you know what? Because you don't have difficult times and I don't see you having difficult times, let me go ahead and give you a new difficult time by going and give you my number and let you know what the deal is. Do you see the difference? That means I'm paying attention to what she's saying. And I'm using what she's saying to benefit me. But you didn't do that. So then what happened?
Wow. So, I told her that, and she laughed, and she, like, and then I had walked off, and then I started doing my thing.
And stop right there. She laughed. Wait, stop right there. She laughed. You see that right there? See, I don't know about you. You need to have a powwow with yourself, because if I just made you laugh right now about what I said, can you imagine what I would have done to you? Will you turn that shit off, please, and mute your fucking self? God damn it, I want to hear myself talk. Let me mute you. And I would have said, well, if I made you laugh, damn, you need to have a powwow with yourself. Can you imagine what you would have been with me during those difficult times and everything? Seems like you're having a good time right now, but you know what? we can have a better time because you know what? I know this great restaurant called The Car, man. And it's on the corner of your face in the pillow, your ass up in the air, and they have a great band. I'm not going to the Dangerous Rugs. I keep going there too many times. But the band is called the Freelance Ronin, and the band guy, his name is TJ. He's dope as fuck. And if you laughing at me right now, can you imagine how nice you're going to feel when we go there and I get to dance and I get to see what a disgruntled, sad woman is like? Do you see the difference? I'm using every fucking thing that she's doing to show her why me. Why should she invest in my name? Okay, wait, let me bring you back in, 312. All right, so then what happened, 312? What happened next?
So this was at a party. So the reason I just told her that thing real quick is she was in the DJ booth. So
Wait a second. You can't stomp my motherfucking ass. Hey, DJ, can you play this song? Hey, DJ, can you play this song called Come Over to My Place around 8 o'clock tomorrow night so I can make you smile, laugh, and blush? Oh, DJ, can you play that song called Let Me Go and Kiss You on the Back of Your Neck when you come over to my place to get your mind off of things? DJ, can you play that number one hit? Because it might not be a number one hit to everybody who's listening, but it can be a number one hit to you. Do you see that? This is what game does. There's no thing that she can't do that I can't lead her somewhere. So don't give me that excuse she's at the DJ booth.
So I went off. I started doing my thing. I noticed that she was peeping me, so I went back over to her again, and then I walked up to her. I was like, "Hey, you and I need to see each other before I leave. What's going on?" Like, I told her, I was like, "Yo, what you doing tomorrow?" Woo, woo, woo. And I was like,
"What you doing?"
Like, hey,
stop. If she's peeping you out again, game. I would have walked up to her and said, hey, "Excuse me, can I speak to your manager, please?" Because apparently this sexy ass DJ eyeing me down and mentally stripping me, and I feel like she's taking all my clothes off me right now, and I don't feel comfortable with this situation. So if you can you give my number to the manager, let her know that I got a problem with this DJ? But you didn't do that. And not only did you not do that, you're asking her, is it okay? You're not telling her what to do. You're not telling her, meet with me at this time, this place. But what did you do?
So, oh, God. Oh, my God, you're going to kill me.
No, I'm not going to kill you. I'm just going to show y'all why y'all lose. But, no, what did you do?
I know. Now I see why I fucked up. I told her, I was like, hey, let's link up tomorrow. She's like, okay, cool, that sounds fine. I said, all right, bet, give me your number.
Ah, wait, stop, time out, time out.
No. That's where I fucked up.
Let's link up for what? Listen to me. I know you're busy and everything right here and all the other stuff, but you know what I would love to do? Let's go ahead and link up. I know this great lake spread your ass cheeks, but they got this cool little dude named Jack, and he plays his music. He has a guitar, and he just sits in the middle of the square, and he plays music and everything. It is a great atmosphere. We can feed the dust. We can listen to Jack play that guitar, and you and I can get to know each other and catch up on what we missed out on when you made the hugest mistake and let go of the best thing that ever happened to you. Do you see that, caller? Am I not pushing and leading? All right.
Dean,
so you said, oh, okay. So then what? So then what happened?
So yeah, I texted her that night.
Yes.
And I told her, and I texted her some shit. I was drunk.
What did you say? God damn it! Why do you listen? How many times have I told you to be drunk on you? How many times have I told you to be, if you're going to be addicted to anything, why can you not be addicted to the fentanyl of you, the crack of you, the heroin of you? It doesn't make any sense why you're taking an outside substance to show that you're weak as fuck. Why are you getting drunk and texting her? Why?
It was not like, I was
Jesus
trying to like,
fuck.
I fucked up and now, okay, so I fucked up. So now,
where did you drunk text her? Where did you say in your drunk text? What did you say to her?
I said, this your Willy Wonka golden ticket. Are you ready for an adventure?
Why would you say that? Why would you say that to someone? Why?
Drunk, man. I thought. Say what?
Okay. What did she? What did she? Okay. What did she reply? Dog. What did she say after?
So I said that night. I said that night. She didn't reply.
Has she replied back? Has she replied back?
No. No, she has not.
Okay. So now we're gonna call her. Okay. You ready to call her? How long ago was the drunk text? How long ago was the drunk text?
This was on Saturday.
All right, you ready? Get to your computer so I tell you what to say. I already know how to fix this shit. I see this is what game is, gentlemen. I keep showing you. When you learn game, you can solve anything. There are no issues. He already fucked up, but I'm going to try to clean this shit up. Jesus Christ.
All right, I'm ready.
All right. What I want you to say is when you talk to her, say, first off, I want to let you know that what I sent you, I hope you didn't take that the wrong way. And if you felt that I was being, and you felt that I was being too pushy, you're right. I dropped the ball in that. You got to own this shit because you're not supposed to talk this way to a woman that is not looking at you that way. She doesn't see you as a fuck, someone that she wants to fuck. Okay? Then you're going to let her know, allow me to make it up to you. Yeah. I'm free this weekend. You choose a date and a time. You pick it. And let her know where you want to take her so I can make it up to you. So I can get the opportunity to see what's behind that smile. That's all you got to say. Because you dug yourself in a deep-ass hole. Every move that you made, you're in the fucking friend zone right now. Mm. So are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna be quiet. Go ahead and call her. If you get her answer machine, leave her the message. Call her right now. I will be quiet. You got 20 seconds. Go. Call her. Go. All right, guys, I apologize for the delay. That bitch ain't gonna do it. He weak as fuck. He better never call this show again. But this is what I keep telling y'all. I need y'all to understand that this is you. This is what women see. Motherfuckers that don't have shit, their name is dirt and mud. This is what I'm talking about, guys. This is exactly what I'm talking about. He wasn't going to do it because he was chicken shit, because he couldn't stand on anything. And that's why he would have never got that woman. Because look how he thinks of himself. He can't even guide himself to guide her on him. But as I told you guys before, it's very important for y'all guys to understand what I'm talking about, what women should see in you. A woman should see somebody that if I say no to him, he should be fine with that. If I say yes to him, it should be an expected thing because that's how arrogant he is to himself. If I say I don't know, he's patient enough not to try to force me into his bed, but to allow me to get to know him to see if I want to give my body to him. But see, most of y'all guys don't have that kind of mindset in that game. Because the thing that she needs to understand, okay, everything that you say, you have to understand. Every move that you make starts with how you feel about yourself. And every move you make is going to make you a strong motherfucking man or a pussy in her eyes. Every situation that you guys are in, okay, is going to make you strong in her eyes, sexual in her eyes, or weak in her eyes. okay? But the problem is because your reality is bent by the woman's false beauty that you claim that she's sexy, that you have circumstances, and then you are not the author of your life. You're just a piece of paper in which she writes what she wants you to be, and then you fall into that bullshit. But what turns women on is when you become one with yourself, one mind, one thought, one way that I teach you, one of one, where you operate on the independence of being dependent only on you. She's going to realize that you are intriguing because you have access to your thoughts and you just don't share parts of you to her. And she's got to work to get to those parts. And those are the things that intrigue her. And those are the things that drive her. Okay. And that's what I'm saying. So hold on a second. Let me get to this question right here. Wait, a woman called T says, I just got out of a Discord relationship and I don't want to get hurt again. So I can't take your number. Well, I'm not here to have a relationship with you because I don't know you well enough to have one. And I think that maybe you misinterpreted with who I am. I'm not the kind of man to jump into a relationship because honestly, I don't even know anything about you. And whether you have a relationship or in one is really none of my business. What my business is letting you know that who I am and what I stand on. So if you don't want to take my number, that's cool. You know what? I understand that. You take care and have a good day. But you don't sit here and because she says something to you, you get thrown off. Remember, if she's telling you that, remember, we always go for two no's. So just because she's got out of a difficult relationship is none of my fucking business because I never said I wanted to be in a relationship with you. So you automatically got the wrong idea about me, which will kind of throw her off because she's thinking that, oh, shit, man, I never heard anybody say anything like that before. You're saying, is charging the main woman, anyway, is charging a main woman, wait, charging a main woman money for disrespectfully wrong? Wait, I don't understand. Is charging a main woman money for disrespect, you're charging her money? I don't think you have a woman. I think you're lying. I'm not gonna answer this. I'm gonna keep going. Please don't lie, okay? I don't want to hear that stupid shit. You already know you ain't shit, so don't fucking lie. Anyway, let me keep going. Anyway, guys, I apologize for the interruption. But as I was saying before, there are things that she needs to see about you that's very important. She needs to see a man that values his time. And this is where the majority of y'all fuck up. You think value time is playing time games with her, meaning that if she texts you, I'm going to wait 5 hours, 20 minutes, in fucking 13 seconds to reply to her because I want to show her my time is valued. Oh, she just reached out to me. Some YouTuber told me to wait 4 weeks to say something to her because I want to show her I'm busy and I value my time. Man, y'all lose with that silly fucking shit. A man that values his time, gentlemen, please get your crayons out. A man that values his time is a man that doesn't waste his words. And everything that he says is going to lead her somewhere so he can see if he's wasting his time. But here comes the problem. A lot of y'all guys don't talk to women to lead them anywhere but the bedroom because you think that's all they are about. And that's why y'all lose. Because most of you guys don't even know what to say to a woman, so you don't say anything at all. But as I told you before, there are apps out there that women have that can show when you read their message. And if she knows that you're reading her message and you try to pretend like you're really doing something, you're really busy, and then you hit her up later, man, she's already done with you. She's moved on and everything, okay? She's moving on, okay? She's also, another thing a woman wants to see is, and this goes back to the viral thing, okay? See, my name And what I'm trying to get you young men to see the value of your name, because a lot of you guys out here don't realize the power of your name, okay? All right, okay? So what I'm saying for you guys out here, okay, which is very important, that your name should signify this, gentlemen. This is very important. See, when a woman is lucky enough to meet me, it's the first thing that y'all go wrong. You don't think you're the lucky one, but you think you're lucky to meet her. But as I said before, and I'm not bullshitting, when a woman is lucky enough to meet me, I'm of the mindset for myself is that I'm showing her what I can offer her without any expectations. And I'm not saying offer her a dinner. Fuck no. I'm not saying I'm offering her to buy her anything. That's where y'all guys get it all wrong. If there's anything that you guys out here should offer a woman, but y'all don't have enough game to understand that until you become a student of the game. I'm sorry, wrong thing. Let me show you what you should offer. There should be one thing that you should offer her above anything. And when you can offer her this, she's yours forever. When you can, not that. When you can, remember, when you can, all I can offer her is a sexual, emotional roller coaster ride. I can show her through the sexual unknown. And I can have her tap into her core that will help her get rid of her insecurities and all that other shit. I offer that. That's all I offer. I don't offer anything else but that. But I offer my services. You see what I'm saying? I offer my services to her. I don't offer anything else but that, okay? And the thing about it, let me go ahead. The thing about what we want people to understand as far as offering, we want to make sure that women out there understand that I'm not trying to be anything you want me to be. Woman says, you're a cool, but I'm really not looking for, but again, okay, you're a cool, attractive man. Well, Kong, here's your problem. Here's your problem. You might be cool and attractive on the outside, but she sees a very ugly man on the inside, and that's what you don't understand. As soon as you open your mouth, what you are is going to come out, regardless of what you are on the outside. So you're very unattractive inside because that's where they're looking at to see your value. And the problem is that she's just letting you down lice because she realizes there's nothing about you that's really sexy. There's nothing about you that's going to move her or make her want to be with you because you're not that kind of guy. You're not built like that, okay? Because she can tell, and guys, this is a huge problem. A woman can tell, and I don't know how the fuck they do this. I don't know how the fuck they do this, but guys, I'm telling you right now, as soon as a woman realizes that you are either worried or hooked on the outcome or the final expectation, she ain't fucking with you. And that's what she probably saw with you, Kong. You're what you were or were not. Gentlemen, listen to me. This is one of the key things. Like I told you, what can I offer you without any expectations? Think about, I want y'all to think about two things because this is how easy and deep it is. We talked about this the other night. what does the food court offer you when they offer you a sample of whatever they're fucking selling? There's no expectation. You're either going to take it and move on. You're going to say no and move on. You're going to take it, move on, and come back. Or you're going to take it and go in there. There's no expectation. All they're saying is here you go. And whatever you do is what you do. But gentlemen, other than the samples, who else does that? Who else says, who else offers themselves to the woman without any expectation? Who just positions themselves and say, here I am. I'm not ashamed of how I look. What you see is what you get. What do you want to do? Y'all don't even see the shit. Everything she's invested in, the hair, the makeup, the shoes, the purse, they don't offer anything. They just sit there and say, what are you going to do? This is who I am. I have no expectation of what you're going to do. But if you wear me, you might feel better about yourself. But yet, you guys don't even see that. Hold on a second. Iron, I don't see your question. Ask it again. I got you. I don't see your question. To get a long-term relationship with a, well, here's, wait, let me stop real quick. Dan, you can never, Dan, listen to me. And I'm going to tell you where you're failing before I even read this shit, because I want to teach y'all game while we go along. Dan, never fucking do this. Never look for a long-term relationship with anybody. You've already failed because you've got that written all over your fucking forehead. I want a long-term relationship. So you're easy meat. But I'll continue to read this. What do men have to do differently than they do? Nothing. No. See, Dan. Dan, let me ask you a question. And this is going to kind of, and I'm not saying you're ignorant, but I'm going to help you along. Okay. Has the letter A been the letter A since Lord knows when? When has the sun changed? When the snow used to be hot? When did water all of a sudden become wet after the internet? See, you must understand, sir, there's nothing new under the sun. Let me see if I can read that shit. Let me see, turn off notifications. Okay. There's nothing new under the sun. But here's your problem. As I told you guys, Dan, you're living in an I do and an I can't world. You're not living it as an I am, because what you're trying to do is listen to how you're talking. And I'm not knocking you. You already failed because you want a long-term relationship. You're not even wholesome to yourself. So how the fuck can you find a wholesome girl when you think about other men? What do men have to do differently? And like I said before, I always got to keep saying this, so I need some village people. Gentlemen, if you guys like other men, I am not here to shame you on your love affair with other men. It's just that this is a man space for men that want to find themselves and have women accompany along. But if you have love for other men, when you're thinking about other men, you're in the wrong place. Strike two. Strike three is that you actually, when has a lion been a duck? When has a shark been a seal? And when has a deer become a bear? Because apparently in your warped ass mind, you think that we got to be different. Why do we have, please explain to my ignorant ass, why do we have to be different? Why do we have to be different? So if you know there's nothing new under the sun, then why would you ask a question of what you got to do differently today? You're not standing on your name, Dan. That's, okay, Dan, every time you take on a red pill disease of the modern male, you run away from your name. Every time you make an excuse about a woman, you run away from your name. So you actually are who you are because that's what you want to be. Gary, Mr. Thompson, We don't talk about other people, but Mr. Thompson, please do your homework. I've been doing this for over 35 years. I don't know if that guy has been, but I've been doing it for over 35 years. So I need you to think about this. I don't know him. I stay in my lane. I don't know who that guy is. I don't know who he is. I teach what I've been teaching for over 35 years, sir. So I don't know who that person is. Coach, you want the she ain't shit, man? I guess, Tyler, send that shit, motherfucker. So like address, the good feeling of imagination is what comes, is a sample that she gets. Well, the sample that she's feeling, okay? Now, this is where the rubber meets the road. When she starts to realize that you are this weird thing called unpredictable, she's so used to the same song and dance. I either look at you, stare at you, and hope one day you like me. I'll become your friend, and hopefully one day you like me. I'm going to kiss your ass, and hopefully one day you like me. I'm going to beat around the bush, walk on eggshells, and hope you like me. That's what she's used to. But, again, as I showed you before, the reason I teach you to be unpredictable is not to be unpredictable for her. It's to be unpredictable to your mindset. Again, unpredictable. I show you guys several times how to be, let me take this off real quick. I show you guys several times how to be unpredictable by showing them that you don't operate like the average guy. Unpredictable, like I said before. Unpredictable by having, take down your fucking posters, have this kind of shit. Now, again, I'll just use this real quick. Why is this unpredictable? Because when you have, you see those lights up there that shine, that hit the picture? Guys, when you set the mood and the tone and she walks in, this is going to draw her in because that's unpredictable. Wine above your bed, unpredictable. The shower lights, unpredictable. The lost and found box, unpredictable. She is not, oh, the sexo-ween, unpredictable. I mean, I give y'all so many things. The way you communicate, land, sea, air, and space, all unpredictable because she expects you guys to walk on eggshells, beat around the bush, and kiss her ass. Let me see here. You asked a question. Sure, I'm different by not being thirsty and mentioning sex. So a quick sign for a lot of dudes is flood their inbox with "why the fuck so quick?" That sure I'm different with my words. Is this correct? Well, Iron Shark, all right, you're kind of correct. But here's a problem. It's one thing to do what you said. But the problem is if you're doing what you're saying to try to get pussy, then you're trying to manipulate a situation. Remember, I'm not going in for an expectation, even though they don't even, okay. I never talk about sex first. I never do. They will 10 times out of 10, 20 times out of 20, 20 times out of 10, they bring up sex. They start flirting first. And the reason why they start flirting first is because they know I have a lot of sexual electricity. They know I'm smooth. They know I can do all these things. But then they're wondering, why the fuck isn't he going after me? Why isn't he making me smile? Why isn't he like bum rushing to get me in his bedroom? See, when you try to bum rush her into the bedroom, you're taking a weak power position. Remember, there are no expectations. That's what I keep trying to tell you. That's the thing that throws her off her tan packs. The average guy has an expectation of wanting to fuck. Now, my whole thing is that I don't have an expectation. I don't fucking know, nor do I care what is going to happen between us. But unfortunately, what y'all learn with game is that you play with your food. Okay, yes, guys, listen. Yes, it's easy to say things to her. Yes, it's easy to get her the pussy really fast. But what is that? How am I challenging myself by just talking to her, making her laugh, smile, blush, turning her on, and having her give me the pussy? What What does that do for me? But and again, I'm not trying to be arrogant. I'm just saying that when you get on the level I'm trying to get you on, it's not fun. You're going to lose. It's not going to be fun. I understand what y'all think it right now. Y'all don't get it. But eventually, y'all going to be like, I guess. But y'all don't see that right now. So I like to challenge myself. I like to it's better when it's challenged and win versus just getting it. It's real easy to get it, but I'm not just saying that to smash. I'm just saying anyway. But what I'm saying right here is that, no, it's not different with words, because words can be lies. Words have to connect to the behavior. Unpredictable has to connect to the words of why you're unpredictable. You just can't say you're something. She's got to recognize it in you without you forcing her to recognize that, gentleman. Y'all see what I'm saying? You're doing it right, but if you're doing it for sex, you're doing it worse than the guy that's trying to fuck. Because at least the guy that's trying to fuck, trying to do some backdoor fucking, she can recognize that. But hell have no fury for a guy that lies to her and tell her, I want a long-term relationship just to get some pussy, and she realizes that your mask comes off. Okay, remember, guys, I'll give y'all an example. You remember the guy a few weeks ago that the woman said she was going to fuck with him. She's going to fuck him, right? But then her mother, she had something to do with her mother. He was going to get pissed off at her. See, if he would have got pissed off at her, he wanted to fuck her because she was spending time with the mother and he was all in his fucking feelings, then he would have showed the woman what he was a thirsty motherfucker. Remember, I talked to him. I talked him off that ledge. I talked him off that ledge, gave him a little bit of game, and enticed her in to say, oh, shit, now I want to fuck you because you ain't just doing it to just do it. You're not even thinking about the fucking, which is making you sexy to me, because that's what all the guys are doing. There is a manipulative interior motive for most guys out there. But when you learn game, you don't go in with the expectation. Okay, gentlemen, please listen to me. And I answer your question, but I want y'all to listen up. Y'all remember Bond? Come on, I always tell y'all with James Bond. Does James Bond go with every James Bond you see when he meets a woman? Is there an expectation? He said, I'm going to fuck that bitch. He said, does he be like, he's like, you know how they do like on TV, how they talk to the person, then they look at the camera, talk to the camera. He's like, hello, my name is James Bond. Bond, James Bond. You know what, guys? I'm going to fuck the shit out of this woman. Yes, and that's what I was saying before. No, see, y'all don't see that, right? What he does is that his name carries him. So he doesn't have to manipulate a situation because gentlemen, this is what I'm trying to tell you. What if you already know the pussy's yours? What if you already know that she's going to give you the pussy? And all you got to do is show her why you should give her the pussy, righty, without forcing her. Gentlemen, think about this. Wait, I'm going to ask you a question 1 second. Let me help my dogs out, my dudes out. Listen, guys, think about this. Okay, just think about you guys out here, okay, about, you know, I tell you about your blacksmith, how you forge the words to fit you. Never try to force the peg in the square hole. Give her the tools to shape the peg to fit the hole. See that? You don't force it in. You give her the tools and the guide to shape it so it slides on in. Because she can't, okay, gentlemen, when there's no, okay, guys, when you know your game is cold enough to get the pussy, you have no expectation. So if you have no expectation, there's no thirst and no neediness. All that shit goes off away. If there's no thirst, neediness, or expectation, or desperation, then you're not thinking about her putting her in your head, which also throws her off. So there's a domino effect that comes along when you're not expecting anything. But when you look at her and she's, oh, she's beautiful, she's sexy, she's gorgeous, I got to have her. You've set an expectation. you set an expectation in which you're not going to get because you'll get frustrated. But let me get these questions real quick. M says, can a person ever go, there's no such thing as rejection. Stop. I got to stop you right there. This is where you're going wrong. Because I should have brought out the board. I'm going to bring out the board probably tomorrow before I fly. There's no such thing as rejection. There's no such thing as rejection when you look at the game the way I show you. You're looking at the end result to be the rejection. Thus, here lies your problem. Remember, guys, I told you guys, you're always worried about the outcome. See that? Guys, see that? I don't even know the guy. I'm telling you how he's losing. You already lost because you're worried about an outcome that's not even there. Tell me, how can she reject you? And I know what you're going to say. Well, she can reject me by saying no. Well, wait. Is her saying no rejection, or is that her God-given fucking right to say no? So is it actually a rejection? No. A rejection is you seeing something you want and you're not going after it. You reject yourselves every day when you see a woman that you like, but you beat around the bush. That's when you reject yourself. When you're walking on eggshells, that's when you reject yourself. The rejection happens way before you think it happens. The rejection happens as soon as you see her ass. That's when the rejection happens. What she says is a combination of your behavior. You've already rejected yourself. She's just helping you along to the rejection. I don't think y'all fucking understand what I just said. Let me slow it down. I don't think y'all guys understand how deep what I just fucking said. I got to slow it down. Let me find it. Wait, I don't think y'all ready for what the fuck I just said, so let me slow it down. Because I think that shit just went over y'all fucking head like super big. I mean, y'all like, what the fuck? Let me show y'all what the fuck. Hold on, let me explain something to you. I don't think y'all understand this shit. Oh, let me find it. Okay. This is your fucking problem. You're always looking at the last fucking domino to define who you are. So as soon as you say she's beautiful, she's sexy. Let me ask you a question. Y'all ready for this deep shit? If you're supposed to be beautiful, and you're supposed to be sexy, and you're supposed to be desirable, are you not rejecting yourself when you're giving her kudos for something she doesn't deserve? You've already rejected yourself. As soon as you say, I've got it, what can I do to fuck her? You've already rejected yourself. What can I do to kiss her ass? You already rejected yourself. Let me see if I can take her on a date to get some pussy. You've already rejected yourself. So what you don't understand is you've already rejected yourself. She's just helping you along towards the rejection. You've already rejected yourself. She knows you've already lost because you're going in with an expectation. And y'all don't even see that shit because nobody tells you about this shit. Nobody tells you about this shit. Period. So sad. So sad. Let's get to the next question. Jeff, this isn't for you. Guys, let me show you why Jeff will always be a female. Gentlemen, Jeff goes on the internet on YouTube because some man, remember guys, this is not a man on man thing because he loves another man. He's letting another man tell him what to do with his dick. And I'm sorry, Jeff, this is not a homosexual place, but we welcome homosexuals, but this might not be the place because we're here like to help men. So, Jeff, let me show you why you're a double negative. Number one, you're letting another man tell you what to do with your dick that's lying to you. And number two, what you're doing is you're stopping touching yourself and releasing and getting a nut over a fucking woman. Already rejected yourself. See, guys, y'all see how easy this is? You see how y'all reject yourselves already? And then when you meet a woman, you already lose, okay? Okay? Sir, I was before David X. Okay, sir, do you understand I was doing this 30 fucking 5 years ago? Do you understand that? Do you not understand that? Do you not understand? I was before a David fucking X. Do you not understand that? And whether he was there around, I never cohabitated or talked. I did like one interview with him or something like that, but never, man. Fuck no, man. Please stop mentioning other people. Please don't do that shit. Please did, okay? Please. Please don't do that shit. He says, rejection is inevitable. You still win because you win after what you... Yes, because there's no rejection. Yes. 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 Exactly. G-Man, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. I keep telling y'all, stop bringing up other people. You got to go, man. Got to go. Told you to stop. Yeah, you got to go. You got to go. Respect to you. I appreciate that. Guys, bring up another guy's name. I'm going to kick y'all out. I don't want to hear none of this stupid-ass shit. But as I was saying to you, let me continue what I was saying to y'all guys, y'all understand. See, for a lot of you guys out here, okay? All right, for a lot of you guys out here, yeah, Prime, please. I'm trying to keep them in, but goddamn, I'll let them motherfuckers out quick. Let me greet this. How do most people get over? There's no... Happy, let me ask you a question. When you go get a bowl of cereal and there's no milk, how do you get over that rejection? When you go and get a bowl of cereal and go get a spoon and there's no spoon in the sink, how do you get over that rejection? When you have your bowl, your milk, and your spoon and you go get some cereal and there's no cereal in there, how do you deal with the rejection? Tell me. Explain to me. Because apparently there's a thing called rejection. So can you explain that to me? Please explain that to me. Please. Please explain that to me. Help me understand. When you go to McDonald's, because their ice cream machine has been broken since 1812 or whatever, when you go to McDonald's and ask for something and they lost their order, how do you deal with that rejection? How do you deal with that rejection? Jacob, send it to themanmindset@gmail.com. Tell me, how do you do that? It is crazy, man. There is no such... Gentlemen, please listen. Y'all not paying attention. Do you understand that when you worry about what she's going to do to you, you've already set an expectation? Do you not understand that? Do you see why you fail? You don't get rejected. You set yourself up for failure because you create a false expectation that you... That's like me saying, you know what? I'm going to keep trying to fly. Shit, maybe I need to get to higher ground and try and jump and break my leg and heal, then get to a higher ground and jump and break my bones. Y'all set false expectations. Tyler, I didn't get anything from you. I don't see anything from you, Tyler. What I'm saying to y'all guys out here is that this is why most of you guys lose, because think about what y'all do to run away from your name. Your name. You run away from, see, if nobody, this is what, where common sense is very important. If whoever you're listening to is not trying to get you towards your uniqueness, and they're pushing you towards a generalized thought that's outside of you, you better fucking run. You better run. This is why y'all guys lose. Oh, Tyler, you sent it twice. Hold on, let me see here. Hold on, Tyler, let me send that shit twice. Oh, Jesus Christ. Don't you love when they just, hey, Tyler, don't you love when they just fucking, like, try to express themselves where they're so fucking fascinated about you? They don't even know that they're even talking that long. They don't even realize it. Guys, I got questions. I got you covered, but let me go ahead and pop in this Tyler joint. This is crazy. Let's read it, guys. Let's read it together. All right, let me pop it up so we can read it together. All right, here we go, gentlemen. My mother told me I had I talked about her, so normal compass point due north, no fixed personality, just indecisiveness. That was as wide as wavering the ocean, as if I didn't plan for the turnout the way this be, because I was born to be the other woman, who belonged to no one, who belonged to everyone, who had nothing, who wanted everything with fire and experience of an obsession for freedom that terrified me to the point that I couldn't even talk about would push me to a nomadic point of madness, both dazzled and dazzled me. I'm not special. I am me. So, Tyler, what the fuck am I reading? Because I just read it. What the fuck do you want me to say? What is your fucking question, Tyler? I'm waiting, Tyler, answer me. What the fuck do you want me to do with this shit? What the fuck do you want me to do with this shit, Tyler? I don't understand. Let's see what you got, T. The same lady I spoke to earlier said, I can't take your number. Had her male friend mean mugging me from a distance. So I believe that she said no because he was watching everything that night. So I believe she said no because he was watching. But earlier at night, I exchanged IGs with him prior to me. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Why are you exchanging Instagrams with a guy, Carl? And I'm not trying to be funny. Why are you exchanging Instagrams with a fucking dude? What is wrong with you guys? What if she tells you she's committed to her baby daddy? So what if she tells me she likes fucking spiced coffee at Starbucks? That's none of my fucking business. Just because she... Guys, let me explain something to you, motherfuckers. A woman can be committed to her job and fuck someone on the side. A woman can be committed to her man and fuck someone on the side. So what the fuck are you talking about? What is she committed to? What the fuck does that got to do to me? Now look, I told y'all that why do y'all think pumpkin spice is so popular right now? Women commit themselves to go to Starbucks to get that pumpkin spice coffee and that shit. That's a commitment. But what the fuck does that got to do with me? What's the problem here? Why do you care? Why do you care? Jesus Christ, what is wrong? What is wrong with y'all guys? What is wrong? Gentlemen, what I'm saying to y'all guys out here is that what the woman is trying to figure out, okay? We're going to do one more hour because I'm in a good mood. We'll do one more hour. What the woman is trying to figure out is a decision, all right? And if a woman feels that she can make a decision for you, she will not fuck with you. If a woman, write this down, if a woman feels that she can make a decision for you, she's not going to fuck with you. What you want her, if there's any decision you want her to make, is one that she cannot afford to make. You want the woman that doesn't want to... The decision she can't afford to make. Listen to what I'm saying. What I'm saying to you guys out here is that the decisions you want to make afford to make. I'm about to break this down, but let me grab this one. A clean space. This isn't for you, my friend. This isn't for you, okay? Sir, I wish you the best of luck in your endeavors, but I want to educate my students on how cold game is. If what this guy is saying is true, then why the fuck are you here? No, wait. Let me say it again. if what you're saying is true, then why the fuck are you here? Why would you waste your time to hear an ignorant old man that doesn't know what he's talking about? Gentlemen, I want y'all to, I'm trying to show y'all game is that you can break them down easily. So this ain't for your clean space, so we'll keep you in here. But please, if you'd like to be here, please be quiet. We were not going to kick you out for that, but I just want to show y'all why they lose. Y'all see that, guys? Y'all see why they lose? All right, let me bring in a 501 real quick. A 501, sir, I can help you. Which question, sir? What's up?
How you doing, big uncle?
How can I help you, sir? What's going on?
Hey, so, Steve, I got some questions for y'all. Before, I just want to thank you for all the excellent game you bestowed upon us, you know, as a student of the game.
No, I'm fine. Don't thank me. I appreciate it, though. But go ahead. I'm listening. What you got, brother?
Yeah. So I just recently moved to this new area, and, I've been hollering at a lot of shorties, you know, putting my bid
Have we worked on your bid?
No, not yet, sir. Not yet.
Okay, so then why are you saying you're doing something that you know nothing about? You don't know what a bid is. So please don't say, because that's like me saying I know Klingon or some shit. I don't know Klingon. I can try to speak it, but I don't know that shit.
All right, well, so don't let say, me just tell okay, you so what I tell them.
All right, what do you tell them?
I walk up. I usually tell them that, you know, I like how they look, and, you know, I get
right,
my phone
stop,
number.
Stop. Let's go away. Let's talk about how you like how you look. Are you metrosexual and are you gay?
No, I'm not trying to be funny.
What do you like how
I
she looks?
Wait,
you say she like what do you like right, on her? No, let's break this down bit by bit. I'm sure you wait, call her. I got caller. Caller.
She makes
the
yoga pants look great.
Okay, but is she her yoga pants? Or yoga pants something then you've already fucking failed because you're putting her on a pedestal for putting on yoga pants? You've already failed. You're thirsty. I'm just helping you, okay? I want people to see where you guys fuck up. You're complimenting her because she found the right pair of yoga pants? And do you understand when you're looking at her body, what are you telling her? All you want to do is fuck her. So everything you're saying is trying to manipulate a situation because you're looking at her fucking ass. Do you not see that?
I mean, I understand where you're coming from.
It's not about understanding where you're coming from. You don't understand because if you understand, you wouldn't be saying no metrosexual shit. How you look so good. And come on, man. Okay, so after you tell her she looks good.
Give me a quick.
No, I want to show you where you're fucking up. I want to break this down. So you tell her she looks good in those pants, and then what do you say?
Usually I'll ask her.
Sir, I don't want you to be usual. I just want you to be honest. What do you say so I can break you down and show you where you're fucking up? So what is the next thing you say to her? Let's just keep going. You walk up to her and you say you look good in those yoga jeans, all right, or pants. What do you say next?
Yeah. I mean, I'll ask her a little bit about herself. Ask her.
Wait. Why do you care? You don't care where she's from. So why are you asking her that boring ass question? What significance does it matter where she's from? Please tell me. Why?
Because I don't mess with girls from certain places.
Why? Wait. What girl from what place that you don't mess from? What place?
I don't mess with Caribbean girls, man. I don't mess with Caribbean girls.
Okay, wait. What if she wanted to fuck you and she was Caribbean? The one you said that she looked good in those jeans, those tight things. So if she was Caribbean and wanted to fuck you, you would say, oh no, I don't mess with Caribbean women. Is that what you would do?
I might not fuck with her.
When you saw her in her tight clothes, you already wanted to fuck. You didn't care what she was. So asking her where she's from doesn't fucking matter. Because if it all mattered, right, okay, you wouldn't be talking about her goddamn. So dude, listen. I'm not trying to embarrass you, but I'm not boo-boo the fool. Please do not think that I'm a dumb motherfucker that's going to buy all your bullshit. So after you ask her that dumbass question of where she's from, what do you say next?
I mean, then usually, you know, I'll say, you know, here's my phone number. If you're trying to get to know me a little bit better, you know, you can always hit me up. Or ask her, you know,
all right,
if you got
sorry,
some questions
for you. All right, well, okay, wait. All right, let's say she hits you up. What are you saying?
Well, I mean, it depends how what she hits me up saying. You know what I mean? If she just
hi, this is the girl that you met that said, I got cute yoga pants. What are you saying to her?
The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to try to set something up. You know, be like,
What are you setting up?
I'm gonna set something up. Set a date to go do something. To go get to know her a little better.
Do what?
I mean, shit, whatever. I'm not really.
Gentlemen, wait, hold on, caller. Give me a second. Caller, please. I got you. But I have to educate those that actually want to learn game from guys like you. Gentlemen, as I said to you earlier in the show, attention to details is vital in the game. And this ignorant guy, I'm just saying this with love, you have no attention to detail. Do you understand that? There is no attention to detail.
I called for game. I want to get a full uncensored game. You know what I'm saying?
I am giving you, but you have no attention, so you already lost. So what is your question? You said you met a girl that you met. All right, so we already know you failed. Then what?
Look. I feel like I didn't ask my question properly.
No, you did it. Anyway, How old are you?
I'm 20.
How old are you? Okay, are you 5 years old or 6 year old where you can say I'm a little fucking kid and I don't know what I meant, father or mom or dad? No, you're a grown fucking man. So why are you lying? This is what's wrong with you. See, here's your problem. You can't even communicate yourself to a fucking guy. So you damn sure can't communicate yourself to a motherfucking woman, more or less yourself. So that's strike number two. So please, go on with what happened. So you go ahead. I'm listening. 909, we bring her in next. Go ahead. What's up? So what happened?
All right. So, well, you know, I'm going to try to set something up. I'm going to try to set something up. Maybe take her to the beach, you know what I mean? And then, you know, try to get to know her.
I don't know what you mean. Did you already set it up or not?
Well, I didn't. Okay, look.
Hey, 909, don't hang up. They'll kick you out. 909, just stay there, 909. Go ahead. What'd you say now?
I don't think you understand my question, man. And Let's stop.
Just ask the question then. What's the question?
Right. My question is this, Steve. Why is it that all these girls that I'm fucking with that I put my bid in, why is it
you
that
don't have a bid?
You know,
stop.
In my opinion,
stop. Stop. Right. You don't have a bid. Right. You just approach
them. Why is it that these girls that I give my phone number, I talk to them, I do this kind of stuff, why is it that when I see them again, you know, it's not the same kind of energy? They clearly, like when I'm talking to them, they was fucking with it, and then I see them again, and they don't look like they was fucking with it as much. But it doesn't
right.
really make
okay.
sense.
Okay. Oh, no. I got you. I'll tell you why. Because you ain't built to be a fucking man. They see you're full of shit. They know you have no mouthpiece. They know you can't fuck. They know you can't eat pussy. They know you can't even talk about fucking eating pussy. Did you ask me a question or you want to fucking answer your own goddamn question? You asked me a question. That wasn't done. Can I finish? That was a fucking comma. That wasn't a goddamn period. And like I was saying, you have no standard. You have no laws. You have no rules. You have no codes. You have no principles. You have no mission statement, no vision statement. You don't even know yourself to even move a woman. You don't have a culinary school. You don't have a blacksmith, a studio. You don't have a guide. You don't have a sexual amusement park. There's nothing about you that says I need to fuck and suck this guy's dick because you are a lost, thirsty, desperate, needy, clingy, feminine thinking type dude. That's why they're not messing with you, dog. Your pussy is tighter than hers. So they realize why fuck with them because there's nothing to be fucked with. What? What's so funny? I'm being serious.
No, you're right. No, look, man, I wanted your opinion. I'm getting it, and I appreciate it, man.
I'm not being mean to you. I'm just being honest with you.
You're not.
From the first, again, I told you, from the first moment you open your mouth, you saying some bitch-ass shit. Oh, girl, ooh, you look so good in those spandex. Oh, my God, you look so good in spandex. You know, I like to take you out sometime. I don't know where I want to take you out, girl. But, you know, I'll think about it later. I mean, where are you from? I mean, that's how you sound. It sounds like you peeking down. You ain't about anything. Does that make any sense? That's why I told you, let's hear what you say.
I mean, that's your opinion, then I appreciate it.
It's not, brother. It's not about my opinion. It's not about my opinion, okay? This is not about my opinion. I'm just telling you what the fuck you are to them. I don't give a fuck about your opinion. You ask me a question, I'm give you an answer. And the bad thing about it is you don't have those things. Can you not admit that?
Let me just try
Wait. Let's go down the line. You tell me if you got these things. Just say yes or no. I know it's going to be no. I know you ain't got these things. You ready? All right, do you have wine above your bed?
Wine above my bed? I do not have wine above my bed. But
right.
That's
okay,
I don't drink alcohol.
Okay, tell me about your construction worker. Can you tell me about your construction worker, yes or no?
I do not have a construction worker, no.
Can you tell me about your detective, yes or no? Just yes or no. Can you tell me about your detective?
I do not have a detective.
Man. Do you? Okay, listen.
No, sir.
Do you understand saying yes and fucking no? Please. Just say yes or no.
No.
Tell me about your studio, yes or no?
No.
Tell me about your film room, yes or no?
No.
Tell me about your guide, yes or no?
A guide? What's a guide?
Yes, this last time I'm going to hang up on you.
All right,
no. Tell me about your boardroom, yes or no?
No boardroom, no.
Tell me about your mental gym, yes or no?
I can tell you about my mental gym.
Tell me about your mental gym.
All right, well, I've gone through a lot in my life. You know, I've gone through a lot of fucked up shit, and... You know, I pay attention to how people react to me. That's my mental gym.
That's not your fucking mental gym. That's your fucking feelings. That's not your mental gym. So please say no. Tell me about your creative room.
No.
Tell me about your culinary school.
I can tell you about my culinary school.
Tell me about your culinary school, because you ain't, you got flavor? You got flavor?
Oh,
excuse me. You look so fine in those goddamn tights. Oh, my God. Let me put flavor in you. Oh, my God. I just never seen anybody with tights before. So tell me about your culinary school. Please, tell me about it.
What do you want to cook, man? I can cook anything, man.
You can't cook. I'm talking about the flavor you put in their ear and the flavor you put in their eye. So the answer is no. Tell me about your Senate.
No.
Tell me about your Senate.
I don't know. No.
Tell me about your scribe.
No scribe.
Tell me about your amusement park.
No amusement park. No.
Tell me about your marketing team.
No.
Tell me about your drug lab. My whole point. So, like I said, Now, be patient. Again, like I said, this is why you fail. So I don't need to tell you or knock you down. I'm just showing you that you ain't got any of these things. And this is why you're failing.
Well, I'm a student of the game, so in your opinion,
How can you say that lie? How can you say that lie? Tell me, does a student of the game tell a woman about her fucking spandex? Does a student of the game ask a woman where she's from?
I guess not.
Then how the fuck can you say you're a student of the game when you're not?
Well, I guess, all right, man. Well, what's your advice for me to join the college?
it's not about what my advice is. I'm not here to tell you what to do. See, this is where you go wrong. I'm not here to put a gun in your head. If you want to learn how to be a student of the game, you can take the final step, necessary steps to become one. I'm not gonna hold your hand with this shit. Yeah, Jacob, I did.
You're right.
You
right
want to go down that
hole. Secret society, man.
Yeah, it is a secret because y'all don't know the secrets. Okay, well, I got
to
grab 909,
so,
but I'm going
to
reach
the same.
Don't
let us in either to tell us the secret.
Okay, wait a second. Wait. Why do you think it's called a secret society? Because it's not for everybody. Do you have your puzzle pieces?
No.
Okay. How long have you been listening to me for?
About 4 months.
Okay. So if I gave you a secret of a secret society that nobody's ever even said to anybody before, and you've known it for 4 months, and you don't even have that because I gave that as free information, even though it's secretive, and you don't even do that, do you actually want to learn game?
I don't fully understand what you mean by that. I don't really
okay.
get that one.
Okay. All right. Let me help you with this. Every show I do, when I start the show, I tell every guy to go to Walmart, Target, Amazon, Michaels, or Hobby Lobby. Go and get a 100-piece puzzle set. And what I want you to do is get 100 pieces, not 500. Drive home. Dump the puzzles on the table and throw the box away and begin connecting the game. I say that for 4 months. So what don't you understand? I'm lost. What is it that you don't understand?
I don't mean any disrespect. I guess I never heard that part.
That means you're not listening. But no, it's okay. The beautiful thing about what I do, it shows that you're lying to me. You're not listening to me. You're not. So it's okay. I'm not mad at you. It's just, I just appreciate it if you just be more honest with me next time. You're not listening to me. You're not following the shows. Well, but that, again, that okay, that shows, okay. This is why can't be a student of the game. You know my top students are in here all the time. Every fucking show. You want to know why? Because they realize they can't just stop just because they get success. And you don't even have success. But yet, you're showing why this isn't for you. And this is what I would say to you, like I would say to anybody. If you don't have your puzzle pieces, then this isn't for you, big guy. Because I'm giving you the first piece to connect, right? And if I'm giving you the first piece to start something, remember, something secretive, right? Remember, it's a secret, right? I'm giving you a crumb of a secret that no YouTuber says, there's nobody that says it's on YouTube but us. I'm giving you a crumb of a secret to begin a process in which you can't even imagine the depth that it can have for you. And all you got to do is follow instructions. And you can't even do that. You see what I'm saying?
What was your instruction?
Yeah, don't worry about it, big dog. Well, I got to grab the other call, but you take care of yourself, buddy,
hey,
okay?
You have a nice day, Steve. You enjoy your
day. Yeah, you too. I appreciate it. Good luck in your endeavors, man. Good luck in your endeavors. I hope you find someone that can help you. I can't help you. But, guys, as I said before, it's law zero. This is not for everybody. Everybody can't be a man. I'm telling y'all. And y'all don't understand. The thing that y'all understand, now I'll give you a little piece of when it comes to secret societies, they always see if you're worthy to be in that society by doing things that you believe are not, why should I do that? That's stupid, or what does that got to do with anything? You don't know what you don't know. Boy, y'all are missing out. Anyway, 909, sir, I'm sorry for the wait. How can I help you, sir?
Steve, I wanted to ask you about what you said about the conversations between you and the woman.
Yes, sir.
Now,
yes, sir.
I understand, yes, you don't want to be needy and then always talking
yes.
to her. And if she ends
yes.
the conversation, now, I don't need to text her another day after she's ended the conversation between us. It's just okay when she replies.
Wait, slow down, because I know you waited, so we'll slow this down. I got you, dog. We don't have to rush. We got time. So I need more understanding, because you're just telling me about, okay, did you talk to a woman and she stopped talking to you?
Yes, this woman that I set up the date with, gave her my number, and got everything set up, gave her the place, the time, all
yes.
that stuff. I
yes.
told her I'm looking
yes.
forward to see. I texted her, I'm looking forward to seeing you Thursday when we get some ice cream. She just hearted the message, and then we haven't.
Okay, wait. Okay, sir. What day did you send that to her? And when did she heart it?
This morning.
Okay, so when you set up the date, did she say yes or no?
Yeah, she agreed. She said yes.
I want you to show you see you have an expectation, right? You don't even see it. You see you have an expectation. You see where you failed? I got you covered. There's no knocking, but I want to show you how deep game is that no one tells you about. What was your expectation? I got you here live with me, so I'm gonna break it down. I got you covered. Your expectation, okay, is actually, hold on a second, wait. This is my third day here, but something tells me Walmart is not a place for these. Well, Walmart does, go to Walmart at the children's section or the toy store, and they don't have the pump. I don't understand. No, BD, please just follow the fucking playbook or take your ass on. I'm sorry, caller. I'm sorry. But anyway, as I was saying to you, sir, is that your expectation was you wanted her to talk to you, right? Just give you a heart. And because you have that expectation, because she didn't give you the heart, your ego got bruised. Right. And it's okay. Listen, brother, I got you covered, bro. I got you. And that's why you're a little upset right now, because she just – but let's back up. Let's back up. Can we start from – can you read – let's go over the text messages. Let's start from the top, and let's go all the way down, okay?
From the text messages.
Let's go over the text message, and then I'm going to stop you and pause you and ask you, why did you say this and why did you say that, okay? If it's okay, so go ahead. So what's the first text message you sent her?
So the first message that I sent her was, Alexis, I'm looking forward to seeing you Thursday. I'm curious to see if your character matches your beauty.
Why did you send that to her?
It was later. It was my first message, because she texted me that, hey, it's Alexis.
Wait, stop. Can you got to learn how to follow directions. Did I not ask you to read all the messages, yes or no? Did I not say that?
Yes, but you're asking for my first. That's why.
Well, I'm sorry. Let's rewind this. Can you please read from the moment you got a message from her, from that point? Can you read that, please?
Okay, her saying it's Alexis, and then later I replied, Alexis, I'm looking forward to seeing you Thursday. I'm curious to see if your character matches your beauty. And then she hearted that message, and that was the end of the conversation.
Well, wait a second. How did she know, look forward to doing what?
Because while I was talking to her, giving her my number, I let her know this is what I'm trying to do, this is my plan.
Wait, tell
this
me what
you, I want to do with
tell
you.
Tell me what the plan is, what you want to do. Tell us what you tell her. What is the plan, what you want to do? What did you tell her?
I wanted to get ice cream with her Tuesday, but then she said she had to get some car repairs, so she said, can we do Thursday? I said, that's fine, Thursday at 2. We can meet.
And that's all you said, right?
Well, there was more to it. There was when I came
Stop. Said, come on, man. Can you tell me fucking everything, or do I got to pull this shit out of you? I don't want to hear there's more. Answer the fucking question. What the fuck is more? God damn it. Wait, stop. Let's stop. Let's just take a stop with you. Let's stop. Let's take a deep breath here. Because apparently you don't understand when I say tell me every fucking thing. You don't understand what tell me everything is. So let's just take a moment. Let's take a step back. And I'll be right back. 1 second. Okay, now we're here. Now tell me everything that you're not letting us hear. What are we missing? Talk to me.
Okay. I saw her. I walked over. I said, hey, I've seen you on
the wait. You said, hey, like you feed horses? Hey?
Yes, I can't tell you verbatim, but yes.
No, you know the fuck you said. You said, hey.
Okay.
How old are you? Wait, how old are you? How old are you?
I'm 23.
Okay. Are you in high school still or junior high school?
No, sir.
So why do you walk up to women saying, hey?
No reason.
Strike one. So you said, hey. What did you say after, hey?
Honestly, I've been seeing you, and you do pique my interest. I'm interested in you.
Wait. I've seen you, you pique my interest, and I'm interested in you?
Yes.
In what way? I mean, that's terrible what you said, but what does that mean?
I guess physical attraction.
So you just want to fuck her. So you do see where it strikes. Okay. Guys, I keep telling y'all guys are the detriment to yourselves. Remember, guys, nothing but expectation. You walked into her with already an expectation in your head to have an end result of some pussy. And that's why you're in your fucking feelings. Y'all, I hope you see this. You saw her, and in your head, you got this false expectation. All right, so then what did she say?
She said, I'm interested in you.
Okay, and then what did you say?
I can't remember exactly, but she did say.
Okay, stop right there. So you, I want to hold on, time out. All y'all listen. If you don't remember what the fuck you said to her, why should she remember you? If you can't remember what you said, how the fuck can she remember you? So, guys, remember, I want you to add all this up. I want y'all to add all this up to get this end result of a heart emoji, meaning she ain't trying to fuck with this guy because she's interested in you. But what do I keep telling you guys? As soon as she realizes you're indecisive and you have no depth, she ain't fucking with you. And listen to what you're saying. You don't even realize what you said to her. So if you can remember something, then what did you say?
Well, she said, you're handsome, or you're good looking, you're smart. And then I'm pretty sure I took over at that point, and I was, you know, speaking from her perspective. So, oh, he's smart, he's good looking, like it's a check, you know, what is he missing? And then
I don't care what you were thinking. What did you say when she told you was smart, attractive, and good-looking? What did you say?
That was the stuff that I was saying out loud to her. And then she started laughing.
Stop. Wait. You told her she was smart, attractive, and good-looking?
No. She said that to me. Then I said, okay, I'm guessing, like, I was speaking from her perspective. Oh, he's smart. He's good-looking. You know, check, like, what is wrong or what could be wrong with him?
And then what?
And she was laughing. Then I said, we should go get ice cream at a place not far from here Tuesday at 2. And she said, oh, I'm getting work done on my car. And she said, how would
that day work? Okay. And that she said, how would that day work? What did you say?
I said, that's fine. That'll work for me.
Okay. And what day was this?
That was yesterday, Monday.
Okay, it was Monday. So did you paint a Mona Lisa or did you paint a stick figure?
Paint a stick figure.
Right, because where is the – hey, Dangerous Russ, I can't use you on this one because, you know, you're Dangerous, you got the jazz club. Freelance, you got the Dangerous, you got the jazz club. Freelance, you've got a leg spread your ass cheek, so I got to give somebody else. So what I'm saying to you is you should have said, you know what? I know this place. I know this great place on the corner. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. This great place on the corner of your face in the pillow, your ass up in the air. Yeah, I'm just saying, just give you all guys an example. In this place, it's a great ice cream shop called FOA's.
707?
And no, just listen to what I'm saying. It's called FOAs. And the reason why I like this ice cream place that I love going to is because unlike 31 Flavors, Marble Slab, and any other ice cream place, it's kind of like a mom and pop place. What I like about it is that they add more fat content to the ice cream itself to give it more flavor. And I'm going to be going there on that date, and she changed it Thursday, but I would love for you to accompany me. So that way, not only can I taste what's behind your smile, taste this great ice cream, and if things work out the way they seem, it's a taste to see how the ice cream tastes off your lips. Now, is that a Mona Lisa or is that a stick figure?
That's a Mona Lisa.
Right. Okay. So do you understand right now, between you and I've got nothing but interest. But you were slowly going down. So then what you did is you sent her a message saying, I look forward to hearing from you, right? Or I look forward to seeing you on Thursday, right?
Right.
And she gave you a heart emoji.
Right.
And now you're upset because you got a heart emoji.
Yes.
Okay. Please tell me what the expectation was. I mean, I'm showing you why you failed, but what's the expectation? What did you expect her to do?
I guess, some conversation just to, you know, get into the mood. And then when we did go to get ice cream, then it's like we're picking up right where we left off over the phone.
Let me read something to you I saw on the show. Let me read something to you on the show. All right, let me read it to you. Matt, no, I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it. I want you to hear it, okay? I'm going to play something I want you to hear, okay? Give me a second. Let me pull it up. I'm going to play this right now, and I want you to listen. It's very important. Okay, here we go. Let me play this for you. Very important. This is deep. This is very deep. I mean, it's so fucking deep. Ready? All right, here we go.
Right.
All right, here we go. Listen. Oh, no, sir. I'll read it to you. Okay, let me read to you, because you probably can hear it. She says there's two schools of thought when it comes to parenting, okay? Okay?
Okay.
She says one is to love your child unconditionally so they can suffer the delusion that the world will do the same. The other is to break them before the world does it cruelly. You have created a false sense of reality based off of the lack of game that you have, that you set an expectation for this woman, okay? And the problem is that now you're mad because you're not getting your way. See, I don't want you to get mad because you're not getting your way. I'm trying to show you how to be the way. So are you ready to call her and clean this up? You ready to solve this?
All right.
All right. Are you near a laptop so you can type what I want you to say? Because I don't want you to write it because y'all too damn slow. So I'm going to tell you what to say. You'll click over and call her live on the air and tell her what I tell you to say, and then you'll let her go, okay?
All right,
All right, let's go. I got you. And then we'll open the lines back up, but I got you. But I don't understand why y'all set these false expectations, and this is what kills you. And like I said before, what's weird, and I don't want to tell you this, is that all the expectations that y'all seem to set are expectations only for women. There's no expectation for your remote control when you grab it. Other for it to work. If it doesn't work, you check the batteries. If the batteries don't work, you change the remote control. But for some reason, y'all put women on such a high pedestal, y'all fuck yourselves over. So are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Tell her, all right, you call her and you want to say, hey, what's going on? You want to say, hey, what's up? You know, just tell her, greet her.
I say, hey, what's up, or do I say, hey, sexy?
Well, I don't want you to say sexy because you're too weird right now with the shit you say because you're all in your feelings. So sexy might not come off right. So just say what's up.
Okay.
and just say, I just let her know, say, I was thinking, I say, I'm calling you because I was thinking about you, and I also want to hear your voice.
And I also want to hear your voice.
And I just want to let you know, I look forward to seeing what's behind that smile of yours.
Also, I want to hear your voice, and then what was the rest of it?
And I also want to know what's behind that smile of yours. Yeah, what's behind that smile of yours?
That smile of yours. Okay.
All right, and let's see what she says, all right? So are you ready to call her?
That's all for now?
Yeah, and all I want you to say is, okay, I'll message you later on when you cross my mind again.
Okay. All right, I'm going to call it right now.
Okay.
So, and then if she doesn't answer and I get the voicemail.
Okay, remember, I'm showing you game. This is what y'all guys don't understand about games. When I'm telling you, you can say it to her voice or her voicemail. It still will have the same effect. You don't have to change it. Just if the answer machine comes on, wait till the number goes by, bring her in, and then say the message, all right? That's it.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. You got 20 seconds. Go. You got 20 seconds. Then merge a call. Make sure you merge. Guys, we'll open the lines up after this.
Mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Yeah. Goodbye.
All right. Okay. All right. So, caller? I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, just text her that. Just text her, okay? Just send that text message. And if she replies back, let me know. Or text her, say, text her and tell her I tried to call you, but I got voicemail. That's all. Let me know when you're free. And then we'll call her live, okay?
Okay.
Because what you want to say has to have the impact that has more strength than a voice message. Because right now you're in a weak position. So a voice message won't be enough. What's important is it's got to be more. But maybe she did block you. I don't know. Crypto, you might be right. She might have blocked you. So we'll see. Just send her a message and let her know in the call back, okay? I'm on for another 30, 40 minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Let me go ahead and reset this. All right, peace, brother. Let me go ahead and set the lines if y'all want to call in. The lines are down.